Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Yvonne. I'm calling from customer support. How may I help you today?
Hi.
Hi.
I have a charge on my account and I was wondering what it's from.
Okay. Could you hold while I find your
What?
order?
Yeah, and what company is this?
I'm a customer support agent. We work for 100 or more companies to help customers. Could you give me your ID, please? I mean your
I
zip
don't have an
code.
ID.
No, your zip code, I'm sorry.
93550.
Okay, could you hold for me, please? Could you give me your complete name, please?
Priscilla Morales.
Kristen?
Priscilla, Priscilla.
Oh, okay. Could you do that again? P what, ma'am?
Priscilla.
I'm Priscilla.
Priscilla, Priscilla.
Okay. Could you just give me your last name, please?
Morales, Morales.
Okay, Mores.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Could you hold for me, please?
Yeah.
Is your last name Morales, Mores?
Morales.
ES. Okay, thank you very much. Hold for me, please. Okay, Ms. Morales, could you give me your phone number, please?
661-349-2920.
Thank you very much. Could you hold for me once
Yes.
more, please? Could you hold for me, please?
Yeah.
Could this account be up under another name, Priscilla?
I don't know, honestly. I don't recognize the transaction. That's why I'm trying to find out, what it is.
Okay, is there any way you could give me your email then? Because it's not coming
M.
up. Okay.
Okay, M as in Mary. My name, Priscilla,
You said C,
Priscilla.
the letter C as in cat?
Yes. C as in cat, S as in snake,
Okay, wait a minute.
ILLA.
Okay, ILLA, go ahead.
098
uh-huh.
at gmail.com.
Hold for me, please.
Okay.
Okay, hold on, Miss Priscilla.
Okay.
Thank you for waiting, too. I'm not showing anything for your your email address that you just gave me. That's why I was asking. Maybe it's up under something else, another person's name, because I've used your Priscilla Morales, your phone number.
Can you try Adriana Morales?
Okay. How do you spell the Adriana?
A-D-R-I-A-N. As a Nancy, N-N-A, or one N.
Okay,
no,
A-D- A-D-R-I-R-I, go ahead.
A-D-R-I-A-N-A.
Okay, Adriana. Okay, and Morales?
Yes.
Okay, I'll check that right now. Hold for me, please.
Thank you.
I'm still here, Priscilla.
Okay,
and,
thank you.
Okay, and I did find that with Adriana Morales. Let me take pull the account up and let you see. Can you verify the address?
The address?
Yes. The mailing
the
address.
Card?
No,
the
mailing, the address of Andrea Morales.
1915 East Avenue, S4, Palmdale, California, 19550.
Okay, thank you very much. And what was your call about?
The transaction. What is it for?
Okay. Just one moment while I pull up your account. It hasn't came in yet. Hold for me, please. And what transaction are you requiring?
Well, I was trying to look at it right now. What number? Because I had called the number and I asked for like a call back. Do you know the number, to you guys?
The number
you're calling me.
The number that you're speaking to me is. This is the number. Do different markets or companies where we help the customers with, but we don't have like an exact number. So
I think, you know what? Okay, I think I found it. What was the question?
What were you calling? You were calling about a transaction you didn't know about.
A transaction of $39.99.
Okay.
And the, the name.
Okay. Hold for me
the
while
name
I
is,
change.
Okay.
$39.99. What happened is this is your sister or some just someone else.
Hello?
Yes. Is this Andrea Morales, is your sister, or I just need to explain why the charge is there?
It's my mom.
Oh, it's your mom. Okay. Well, what it is, your mom paid $5.74, and she was entered into an exclusive sweepstake where she was enrolled in a membership, and this was done 8/31. So in the membership enrolled you automatically, and you was given a welcoming gift, Herb Bob, in exercise. And so since the account was not canceled, because this was done in 8/31, and the charge for $39.99. The account was not closed, so that was a valid charge of $39.99 for the contest. But it was a sweepstakes contest, and she applied for KitchenAid. KitchenAid. Yes. So the $5.74 was for shipping and handling and enrolling her automatically in a discount membership, and it was approved, but it hasn't been shipped because they haven't told her that she has won this contest. So in order that, you get a voucher for $125 with the membership. And since the account was not closed, the $39.99 is a monthly charge.
Okay. So she won, but they haven't shipped it. And then the $39.99.
She is in a contest where they have to call her and let her know that she has won this. That's why it hasn't been shipped. But by her paying for $5.74 for shipping and handling, she was automatically enrolled in a membership where she'll receive a voucher for $125 where she can go online and shop for gadgets and the $39.99. So this is a valid charge that's on here until she cancels her account.
Can you cancel it? Because it's my card and I don't want that going through again. Please.
I'm listening. Okay. And
thank you.
Okay, I'm going to cancel this for you, but the charge the charge for $39.99 is valid.
Uh-huh.
So give me a few moments while I cancel this. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Are you still there? Just give me a few moments to finish.
Yes.
It. Okay, thank you very much. I'll just hold on. Okay. What I've done is cancel the account for you.
Okay.
And I told you that the charge, since it wasn't canceled, the charge that was there. So you, that's valid when you have to take care of it. But I have canceled the account, so you won't be charged.
Okay. Can you tell me how many charges went through, or how, like how much in total?
This is just one.
It was just one.
Yes, it was a $39.99 for she didn't cancel the account. So it is.
But the five.
It's it was another.
Also.
Who? No, so that she has to wait until she's told that she paid for the shipping and handling because of the contest, and she was enrolled in a membership. So the membership included her with a voucher for $125 for the month and a charge of $39.99. And the other orders, charges that shows here, they were declined. So this was the only, the most recent one, but it is valid.
Okay.
But I have closed the account for you. Is there anything else you need me to?
I just question the 574. Well, it must have been paid with the same card, right? Because that's how they got the information for the charges.
Yeah, it says for the last four numbers on it. Yes, ma'am.
4621.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Ms.
Okay, hold on just one more. I got to give you a confirmation number.
Okay.
Thank you for waiting so on the phone. Thank you. I'll have you just a few minutes.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, are you still there?
Yeah.
Confirmation number is 262-365-030.
262-365-030?
Yes, ma'am. And the account and a membership has been canceled, so you won't be billed anymore. But the $39.99 is from when she entered the contest, so that is valid. But I've taken care of everything else where you won't get charged again.
Okay, thank you so much.
Uh-huh, thank you very much. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling.